University of Kansas researchers are spearheading a five-year, $24.5 million education initiative called SWIFT, or School-Wide Integrated Framework for Transformation. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maryland, Mississippi, and Oregon will share the grant funds and receive expertise from SWIFT. University of Kansas SWIFT Center Director Dr. Wayne Saylor explains that SWIFT provides a three-tiered system of technical assistance to the states and schools, including web technology facilitators and needs-based technical assistance.
The end product of all of this is to have schools that have fully integrated all of their systems and focus them in such a way that all kids can benefit. As a result of integrating all of these systems, including special education, you wind up with what people call inclusion.
The Wyndham Southeast Supervisory Union is in Brattleboro. Supervisor Ron Staley says the Supervisory Union has initiated programs leading to inclusion, and the SWIFT program will enhance and support those efforts.
This grant supports a multi-tiered system of support where you identify students that need intervention, and you also identify students that need enrichment as well, and so you diversify and differentiate as much as you can. I think a lot of schools are doing it, and I think, research supports doing it.
Vermont Agency of Education Deputy Commissioner John Fisher says the department has been working with schools to transform to a more engaged system of learning.
What the SWIFT Center grant supports us in doing is making that transformation using 21st century learning and support systems and really putting in place strong supports for students to learn at high levels.
Fisher says actions that address the whole student will be enhanced in participating schools.
Academic growth cannot occur in isolation. Students come in with many other issues, especially at early ages, emotional, behavioral, academic, and we need to address the whole student. We've known that for years. And if we intervene and support students in that way earlier, say pre-K through grade 3, we're finding that we're mitigating the effects and the needs of remediation later in school.
The Grand Isle Supervisory Union is among the districts participating. Supervisor Robert Phillips believes in the long term, children will learn at a higher level and be more career ready.
Across the whole supervisory union, we're really looking at school effectiveness and school improvement. And to have a resource that is available to do professional development at their expense that's tailored for the areas that we've identified where we need to grow and improve, it's a rare opportunity.
The grant was awarded jointly to Vermont and New Hampshire to share. Vermont will receive $50,000 per year for the 5 years for two districts to participate. Deputy Commissioner John Fisher says the state has matched the grant funding to bring two more supervisory unions into the program. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.